Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
We're going to X out domestic violence. All right.
Thank you very much. Well, if you're a fan of this television show, this may come to a shock to you. I know there's a woman in my household that may be blown away by this.
Fancy with the stars.
Her children watch this show. The show is The Voice, and the judge is up there, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
One is your boyfriend, and the other is the black guy that wears the Arby's hat. And the other two are Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blake Shelton got divorced from his wife, Miranda Lambert,
mm-hmm.
L. Chunkers.
Mm, she's more of a fluctuator.
Boy, what a massive fluctuator she is.
She's like she's like the country music Oprah.
Yes, she is. And then so they got divorced here not too terribly long ago, after 4 or 5 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, you will find Gwen Stefani. She, of course, the lead singer of No Doubt. And she and her husband, the great Gavin Rossdale. Of course, Mike, he the lead singer of Bush.
Hmm.
I hear they're hitting the road again soon.
Oh, my God.
Mike? That's all.
Oh.
No, that's all.
Just hear?
Just something I heard.
I love the, I hear they are hitting the road again soon. So she was married to Gavin for 13 years. They have a couple of kids with crazy names, like Quantro and Feet Man or something like that.
Quantro.
Feet.
And Feet Man.
Feet.
I don't know. You know, these celebrities name their kids the weirdest name possible. I get on the Afro-Americans and how they name their children, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think that the women are in charge, that the men have no say in it.
Her kids' names are Kingston Rossdale, Zuma Nesta Rock Rossdale, and Apollo Bowie Flynn Rossdale.
What'd I tell you? What did I tell you? Not too much different from Quantro and Feet Man.
They've got four names.
Yeah, they do. You know why? Because celebrities are dumb. I'm not saying that you have to name everybody Chris or Steve.
She still looks amazing.
Steve!
I mean, at least in pictures.
Yeah, she does. She looks really good, and she looks good on The Voice. And, well, now it seems that those two recently divorcees
mm-hmm.
might be making sweet time together, as they were spotted kind of hunking down together at a Halloween party. And I guess that they went on some private plane together to go somewhere, and she was on with Ryan Seacrest's radio show, and he asked about Blake Shelton, and this was a couple days ago, and she's like, I don't know, but is he not hot? And like, he wasn't even inferring anything. He just said he didn't know any of this news, and she just
blurted
delivered
that out,
on,
huh?
Yeah, delivered on her own, like, God, isn't he hot? So that would be the very, very rare country music, rock music power duo. Have we ever had that? Was Jerry Reed ever married to Ann Wilson?
I'm going to say no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think she pretty much stuck with guys in her own band.
Gross. Seriously, have we ever had that? Country and rock kind of crossover like that in doing it.
He's making hand gestures.
She's 46, man.
Yeah. And looking good.
And he's how old?
And you know what? He probably sees her. Not
younger.
That he couldn't get anybody that he wanted. No doubt. But He probably sees her as a non-fluctuator. That at the very least, she doesn't want to have any more kids, which is, for him, probably great.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know if he has kids at all.
He's 39, man.
Okay, the time will come when he's ready to get a little younger at that position.
I'm sure
they're
he
just
has.
They're just having fun, you
yeah,
know.
They are. They are.
Let them have their fun.
Okay.
It's gonna happen.
Let's
to all
have
of
some
you.
Fun.
Do it because they can.
It's gonna happen to you one day, dude.
What?
You're gonna want to have some fun.
Let's
After
have
this,
some
they'll
fun.
Each be able to talk about the other, and they'll be able to go, "Yeah, I had it."
Yeah, I had fun. I don't need any more fun. You know what fun leads to?
Fun what? Babies.
Yeah, exactly. There's a baby at the end of fun.
Hey, Corbin.
And I don't want baby. Yes, Danny.
Well, it was a drop, but as long as we're here, did you know that the DFW airport covers almost 27 square miles, which makes it larger than the island of Manhattan?
Was that a drop?
No, that wasn't a drop.
The hey, Corby was. Hey,
okay.
Corby.
What?
No. Have you seen Mark Hamill lately?
No. Where would I see Mark Hamill lately?
He looks like a soap opera actor. I can go home.
Hey, Corby.
Yes, Danny.
Do you like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Danny, I like Thanksgiving.
Whoa!
What are these questions written by Trey? By Crate Trey to annoy me? Do you like
Thanksgiving?
What was the one question I had that I want that he didn't get to that I wanted him to ask you?
Have you ever been on a train?
Do you like
it was
cows?
That one, or do you like cows? That
cows.
Was the one that I really liked.
Because that one would have gotten right by me.
Do you like cows? Oh, by the
hey,
way,
Corby.
For all, what?
Did you have diarrhea in the lake?
In the lake?
No, Danny, that's never happened.
Whoa!
Can we get to another story for crying out loud?
Why am I surprised by every answer?
Whoa!
Whoa! Come on, we need stories.
It appears that the new James Bond film, which I say this every time a new one comes out, I'm semi-interested.
They're all the same.
I thought there was going to be a new James Bond for this.
I think this is Daniel Craig's last one.
Yeah, because aren't they going to have a black James Bond?
Yeah, Idris Elba is rumored to be that guy. How about Bokeem Woodbine? You know who that is, don't you? That's Mike Milligan from Fargo.
Yeah. How about
he was
it?
On Dynasty for 2 years.
Bokeem Woodbine? Was that a drop?
Yes!
It was. When Dynasty was around, he was 11, maybe.
Oh, speaking of that, it looks like we are going to have from Fargo the great, and I mean great, Brad Garrett on. How about that? Huh? You like that one? Now, you guys.
I hope we can make that happen.
You guys were not
like
obsessed
it?
With Everybody Loves Raymond like I was. You don't recognize the game changer that series was as far as network sitcoms go. But there's a reason it won all the awards it did. There's a reason that Brad Garrett won all the awards he did.
And I came around on Ray Romano.
Yeah, you did, but a little bit too late. But yeah, I think Brad's going to come on. Brad, of course, one of the new stars of the second season of Fargo, one of the Kansas City Mafia guys. And speaking of, back to Bond. They say that, and I can't understand how this could be true, they say that the new James Bond movie needs to make $650 million to break even. That the movie was one of the most expensive films ever made in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That it costs like $250 or $260 million to make. And that because of marketing costs and the way that they're trying to market this thing to anybody and everybody all across this great land of ours and beyond, and because of the way that it was financed, which I don't really understand that thing needs to make $650 million to break even. Which, by the way, there's only been like 7 or 8 films ever to make that much money. And it's James Bond, and you have to ask the question, are people still interested in James Bond?
Yeah, I think they're still interested in James Bond, but not that many.
That's like Jurassic World money, you know? Or at least, mm-hmm. you know, to a certain degree. We're not going to really compare those two because Jurassic World was so great. Mm. I'm about ready to give that one another spin.
Have fun.
I'm down with it. Liked it. A great deal.
Didn't Danny walk out?
No, but it wasn't what you guys make it.
Oh, dude.
It was, too.
I don't think you understand dinosaurs the way we do.
I guess not.
No, I like dinosaurs.
Have you heard my new theory on movies?
What?
Is that a drop?
No!
I have a theory on big black guys.
Now, you've heard that.
Yeah.
You've heard the theory on big black guys, but you've not heard my theory on movies. My theory on movies is that we are 20 years away from no movie containing anything about relationships, children. For adults. I mean like some sort of family drama, you know, where one kid has ADD and the other one is, I don't know, sex addict or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to see these. Yes, Danny.
I like movies about swords.
Okay. Mino, can you shut him up?
I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here.
I guarantee you he's not.
I'll try
but
my best.
If a film does not involve giant explosions, car chases, dinosaurs, superheroes.
Yes, I agree with this.
The movie business is dying. Like this latest movie with Sandra Bullock that came out with her and Billy Bob Thornton about this big political spin movie.
Which looks very good.
It made like $1. It's one of the biggest failures of the year. The latest Bradley Cooper, oh, look at me, I'm a...
The restaurant movie.
Yes.
Burn,
yeah.
Burnt up.
Failure.
Burn.
Where...
That looks good, too.
Where ribs meet sensitivity. It looks good, but it doesn't make... They don't make any money. Nobody goes to these movies anymore.
What does that tell you? What does that speak to?
Idiocracy, in general. That we are now a society that... I mean, look, Star Wars, movies like that. That's all that's going to be left. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we're looking at probably the greatest movie ever made. I think we all agree on that. But, we're just coming to a time where all these movies that are being financed, it costs $20, $25 million to make, they're not going to be made. These people that grew up as stage actors, that grew up with true thespians, they're not going to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a bummer if that ever happens.
I guarantee you it's going to happen.
I don't doubt it.
That is going to happen.
I don't doubt it, but that'll be a bummer. Because there's a place for films like that in my world.
Yes, Danny.
I don't go to superhero movies.
I know you don't.
Now right, we have to go.
We got to go.
You see?
Yeah.
Look what you've done, Danny.
Nothing. I haven't said anything on this entire show. All drops.
Somebody blew this segment up entirely. And it wasn't him, and it's not me. It's somebody back there.
Yeah. So, and you're the producer. It falls at your feet.
So thanks,
producer man.
Okay.
Feet.
It's 450.